Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? It's not too late for Sean Payton to coach the Pelicans. Welcome to a live from New Orleans edition of Sorry We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host and Eagles fan, Daniel Hartigan. What a day. Look around, you guys.
What a day.
How can you not be romantic about football? Come on.
Let's rejoice. I feel religious. I want to rejoice in regale in the Father's name.
Is that a line from Draft Day?
Is that just a
direct quote from Draft Day?
No, it's from Moneyball.
Moneyball. It's all the same.
And I replaced baseball with football, which Aaron Rodgers did also. Hey, with us as always, Chiefs fan Danny Solomon. Danny, New Orleans, big borough country. You are outnumbered. How does it feel to be doubted?
It feels great to be yelled at in the street. I'll tell you that much.
The guy, constantly.
Yeah, the concierge in my hotel, big borough guy. Really didn't like my hat this morning.
You take your towels or some shit like that?
I mean, I haven't let anybody into the room. Do Not Disturb sign has been on for 3 days. I've been taking shit after shit in there.
Okay.
Because we are both very scared. We want this to be the Super Bowl. Eagles Chiefs.
I mean, it would be... The show's been going on for 4 years. That convergence of interest would be unbelievable. You know who has nothing at stake today and no interest in today? Commanders fan Jamel Johnson in the house. What's up, Jamel?
Hi, guys. Wow, I'm so excited to be here. I accidentally walked through the projects to be here with you all today.
How'd that go?
Oh, it went good. I've made some friends. My name is good over in the UPT section. Shout out to everybody I know who saw me getting an Uber in front of the Magnolia Projects.
The way that we start the show every week is by talking about what we hated about watching football the previous week. This week, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk about the matchups and what we hate about these games we're about to watch.
Yeah.
So let's get into the first one. You know what? Are we going game first?
I think we gotta do what we hated.
Okay. Let's get into this.
Bit here.
Yeah, he's already.
Danny Solomon.
He's locked in.
Danny, what'd you hate about watching Niners Eagles? What do you hate about?
We're about to watch Niners Eagles. That's correct. I hated Nick Sirianni this week, coach of the Eagles. Everybody here politely nodding, proving that in fact that is how everyone in America feels.
Incorrect.
Nick Sirianni. I don't like this whole thing where head coaches act like fans that got like little big leagued into the fucking head coaching spot. You're not supposed to be here, dude. If you're just a regular guy, he's like beating his chest after wins. He's like jumping on the benches. He's taking shit real personal, which you're not supposed to do. That's like the anti-Andy Reid thing. You're supposed to let it all wash off your walrus back. Nick Sirianni is also pissed at the refs. He thinks the refs are dumb fucks, too. You can hear it all over his mic'd up. You're not supposed to do that if you're the coach, right? You're not supposed to be one of us. I find it ridiculous. They're trying to say like coaches are people too now. You know, all these guys are like just like us. They're not these fucking taskmasters for Christ like they used to be. They're not psychotic. They're down to earth. They're regular Joes. It's a swagger thing. But you know what? It's undercut a bit, I think, by the fact that he switched from Pizza Hut to Little Caesars just because the NFL told him to. You can be Mr. Everyman, you know, thumbing your nose at the league, but you can't bend over to Roger Goodell. Pizza or no pizza. So Nick Sirianni, you got a great team. You know, you could go very far, but you don't see a lot of those Coach Everyman statues in Canton, do you?
That's what's endearing about Nick Sirianni. He is a new mold of coach. One of us is right. He eats fucking Little Caesars.
He doesn't. He eats Pizza Hut.
Little Caesars.
He ate Pizza Hut stuffed crust and then lied about it.
I do not eat Little Caesars. Do not plump me in there. Though. I eat good pizza. I eat wood fire brick oven pizzas.
Stop
all right?
it.
Don't fuck nah, dog. Don't put me in the Little Caesars box, man. I'm a grown up. I pay my bills on time.
Nothing smells better than opening the door to a Hot and Ready store.
Thank you.
The whole store smells like they should just call
it
pizza box.
They should call it the Hot and Ready store.
They should.
Dan, you have caught on to something, though, because what he's trying to do is endear himself to a place that he's not from, which is, I think most coaches do a version of this, but his version of, like, I'm a Philly guy now, is like, I eat Little Caesars and I'm an asshole. And it works.
Yeah.
I love him.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, next he's going to be beating up children and throwing batteries at Santa's mom.
Santa has a mom?
Santa should
sure,
have a mom.
Santa
how was he
mom.
Born? How could he have been born if not?
Chanel like, Claus. Jesus. That's her name. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It all stems from, we all know the Bible, right? It all stems from Adam and Eve. Santa is in the chain somewhere.
He goes Adam, Eve, the snake.
Yeah, snake, Noah,
then Santa Claus.
A couple of Seth, I don't know, and then Santa.
Jamel, what do you hate about this matchup, Niners,
honestly,
Eagles?
There's many things I hate. First, I hate how drunk Kevin Hart's going to be. You just know it ends that way. Win or loss, we're going to see him drunk on camera for at least 30 seconds. You know he's got alcohol problems.
Oh, it takes a thimble to get that man drunk.
They just showed his height and weight on the screen. So you know it only takes 3 shots to end this man's life. And they're handing him booze. He got a special Kevin Hart cup they're giving him. So I don't like where that's headed. And I don't like that Jason Kelce has a podcast.
Mm. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Everyone's got a podcast, including me, the one that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Now I'm promoting Jason Kelce's podcast on my podcast. It's really frustrating, and he's good.
It's all Draymond Green's fault. He's the first player who gave us the access after games. He started talking about it. Do you hate the show specifically, or do you hate the fact of it?
I hate that it exists. I hate getting the promo in my phone. I hate that the next episode is going to be about how drunk Kevin Hart was talking to him.
Right.
And then what happens when he has a crucial false start penalty in the game? I'm blaming the podcast. Don't podcast, son. I have a podcast. I don't play professional football. Pick one.
I'm
asking.
I'm with you, man. Travis Kelce, back spasms this week, questionable. It's because he's sitting in these damn uncomfortable podcast
chairs, dude. They're not good for active backs.
Okay. I got a quick two-parter. Obviously, I have to go to this side of the matchup. Nobody has shit on the Niners yet. I mean, Brock Purdy. Oh, poor baby. He got drafted last. Oh, no. He inherited one of the best teams and offenses in football. Poor guy. Guess what? It's time for somebody to change baby's diaper. Put him to bed. Tonight, it ends. He's doing the underdog. That's our shtick.
It is.
He can't do the Philly buildup into the Philly game, so it's all, we're crossing streams here, and I'm not having a good time with an actual rookie, Mr. Irrelevant underdog coming into Philly. And then Jalen Hurts, you know, which, by the way, any Oklahoma fans, Alabama fans in the house?
Guess no.
Yeah, people fucking hate it!
I was going to say, well, I'm sorry, you guys had your chance, he's ours now. Jalen Hurts, fully embraced, he's our quarterback till the end of time. You guys never cherished him. Anyhow, let's move on.
Who are you admonishing me?
Let's get into a little game we're going to play called How's He Rich? We're going to talk about NFL owners. We have multiple choice questions or answers, and we're going to go around the room, and whoever gets it, we got prizes.
We got swag, baby. This whole day.
Feel free to dig into the prize duffel.
Yeah, you get one dig into the duffel.
Yeah, yeah. The final prize is the duffel itself. If you so choose. You can't take it until it's at the very end, though, because we got to put the rest of the shit in there. It's a little dust on the ground.
You paid $280 in bag fees for that bag over the last
This time. Is the most expensive duffel bag in all of this neighborhood of New Orleans. Take whatever you want. Join us if you will.
Guys, you obviously can see how this is being played, so let's just get right into it. The first one, for those who are just listening and not experiencing the full visual majesty, this is Falcons owner Arthur Blank. This is an easy one, I think. Multiple choice here. How is this man rich? How did a man who looks like this, pinstripe suit, how did he get rich? Is he A, heir to a steel fortune? B, does he own the rights to Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Maybe. C, did he found Home Depot? Seems like maybe he could. D, Blood Diamonds. See? Is that your final? Do you want to phone a friend?
I'm very confident.
Okay.
Very confident. It is C, founded Home Depot.
Ding, 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 ding.
You are, of course, correct, sir. Get into that duffel bag
Check
right
out the
now.
The prize bag.
Arthur Blank.
Get into the sack.
Jamel's closet is your prize.
Get on in there, man. Honestly, based off his photo, I would have thought Creole injury attorney.
Arthur Blank always comes onto the field. Arthur Blank on the field in the fourth quarter. It's such a curse. It just psychs out the team every time. I don't know why he has to descend from his box.
Super crucial, my guy. I got the Birmingham Bolts. The XFL Birmingham Bolts jersey.
Nice pull. Nice pull.
Quite a grab.
Yeah.
So, I remember when they had the XFL.
Yeah.
Right when
Yeah, let's get,
get up.
On. Come on over here.
Jersey Shore. This is your number one draft pick in this game.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Jersey Shore, baby.
This is like the NFL draft. We have multiple cameras going.
So oh, yeah.
Damn right. Sorry we love football is what he means. Let's go.
That is exactly what he's talking about.
Vikings owner Ziggy Wilf. Ziggy Wilf, get a good look at this puss over here. What is this guy? What do you think? What do you think made him famous? Is he A? Is he a big pharma bro? Is he a pharma guy? Is he selling bullshit medicines? B, does he build malls? That's interesting. C, is he Polish royalty? I'll give you a hint. He is Polish.
Ooh.
D, was he Prince's lawyer?
Ooh.
You got to imagine that guy's rich.
This is Minnesota.
We got it. We got it.
We got some guesses
got
going on.
Who's in there? My man.
You win?
Arsenal.
Because
the
Mall of America is in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah. The Mall of America is in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Is that your final? Do you want a 50-50?
Nah, bro.
All right, because we don't have the technology to do that. Are you going with it?
Yeah, okay.
Builds malls.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, no!
Clearly not hard enough, but you know what? It's fun to go into the bag.
Get in it. Get
Reach
in that
to the
satchel,
bottom
brother.
Of that bag.
Get in deep. All right, let's go to the next one. People are winning prizes. Everybody wants what's in that bag. Jaguars owner, Shad Khan. Shad Khan, right here, looking like he's about to leave the room while James Bond is attached to a killing device.
We got it.
Jags owner, Shad Khan, does he A, make car bumpers? B, does his family own one-third of Pakistan? C, computer chips?
Just
is it something with computer chips? D, hedge fund. Is he just a hedge fund guy? Is that how he got rich? Come on, people. We need...
We got one.
Oh, we got an answer over here.
Throw it out.
Hey, he has a whole,
Factory
army of car manufacturers.
Dan, is it A? Does he make car bumpers?
He may make car bumpers, but I believe that is incorrect.
It is not. He does make car bumpers.
No, it's correct. Ding, ding,
it
ding,
is
ding,
correct.
Ding.
We are taking an L here. Now I don't know if we have enough stuff.
We got stuff.
We had to. I mean, look, this is my fault I wrote this.
He does all of it.
Obviously, you guys know your NFL owners and how they got their dirty money. This one has to be tougher. Colts owner Jimmy Irsay, we all know the character. He's a wild man. He's the clown prince of the NFL owners committee. But how did he get that money? How did he get that money?
Where them dollars at?
Is he A?
That's a pillhead, man.
He
certainly looks like
he is certainly a pillhead. Yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah.
But you know, being a pillhead doesn't exactly make you rich. It actually tends to drain your bank account.
Unless it's limitless pills, maybe those would keep you popping.
Maybe he's taking limitless pills and abusing them. Is he A, an oil man? B, a health insurance man? C, an air conditioning man? Or D, a real estate man? We got a hand raised right here.
Young Stevens.
A,
Jimmer say oil man. Are you sure? Everybody else in this room has been right so far. It would be incredibly embarrassing. Are you going with A?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with A.
A is not the answer. Oh, he's in the air conditioning business, folks.
Oh, but that you hold on. ACs take oil though. That counts.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe. All right.
In the 1800s.
Right, get the hell up here.
Bag. Get in the bag.
Come on, man.
You get consolation prizes now.
Well, you know, the LSU Autumn Gnome is already gone, so I think the A-tier prizes have already left the bag.
That's true, that's true. We can always go to the Goodwill somewhere nearby and pick up some extra prizes. They're all pretty much worthless.
There you have it.
Yeah. Everybody's a winner.
Yo.
There you have it.
No disrespect, but we got to move on to Jamel's letter. We are closing in on game time, guys. We are about to watch the Eagles and 49ers play.
Oh, it is my letter.
It's Ben's letter.
I'm going to right. Letter too, Ben. First.
Every week at Sorry We Love Football, fans, players, coaches, owners, right into the show.
Ghosts.
We have had, dead and living, have written into the show, and we each read one letter on the air. So I have a letter right here that I'm going to reach into this bag, open up this envelope, and here we go. This is a letter from Karen Davis out of San Francisco. It says, hey guys, it's me, Karen Davis, big fan of the show. My name's Karen, but everyone calls me Baron because I'm from the Bay Area. I traveled to Philadelphia with my three sons, Caleb, Landry, and Microchip. He's a little smaller than the other two. To watch our beloved Niners play for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But adjusting to the city so far has been tough. I made the mistake of wearing Niners gear to the gas station, and some dudes ran over to me, yelled "Go Birds" in my face, and then they all pissed their own pants. And you know what? It did make me scared. It scared me. Later that weekend, I stopped to get food at the local cheese steakeria, which happened to be quite delicious. Everybody was very kind, and then the head chef came out to me to ask me and the kids how our experience was. Before I could answer, he screamed "Go Birds" in my face and proceeded to piss his own pants. After that second incident, I thought this was a local custom, so when I took the kids to the Liberty Bell, I screamed "Go Niners" and pissed my pants. Needless to say, I was arrested immediately by someone who did smell like urine, I will say. And also, they did say "Go Birds" as I was cuffed in front of my children. And so, yeah, I'm in prison right now. And I chose to write this letter instead of use my one phone call. So if you read this, call my lawyer, please. Sign, Karen Baron Davis.
Wow.
Whoa.
I think these Niners fans are having a tough time adjusting to the city, but I saw there's a good amount of them there, so I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, the football being as late as it is, too, is tough. That's probably why you guys pee your own pants.
I have not heard of this. This is what Karen said is an intimidation tactic or something.
I got to admit, that is pretty scary to think about. Just somebody staring you dead in the eye while a stain slowly grows on their trousers. Kind of no thanks. You know, I don't want to deal with that.
Well, we are closing in on game time, so let's bring up some of these drink props.
Guys, again, we are doing a special live show in New Orleans, Louisiana, with sports drink for the NFC Championship game. We're about to watch the NFC Championship game. You will be listening to this in the future when we already know how all of this has turned out, and we will report on how disgusting all these drink props were. Basically, we've got props here on the board, put together by me and not any type of betting system whatsoever. Just totally random that I thought of. If you're feeling a strong feeling about something going on in the game, what we encourage you to do is instead of putting money on it, which none of us can afford, we had to pay to come here.
That's true.
Instead of doing that, why don't you put your body on the line, your taste buds on the line? We've got some drinks here over in Prop Corner.
Little shelf.
A lot of disgusting shit.
Foul.
And what we're going to do is we are going to put our bodies on the line and decide one of these props apiece and what drink we're going to have to drink if we get it wrong.
Should we choose the drinks ourselves, or should we have somebody in the audience choose, you know what we have to drink?
Light it up, audience.
Jamel is a
light
little worried.
Light up.
Jamel is a little worried.
Take a good look.
Y'all don't know what my gastrointestinals is. Yeah, don't be doing that.
Just keep.
Just let me hold on.
Hey, the hospital is walking distance.
That's good. Nothing would please me more than to be in the hospital for the Chiefs game.
Fair enough.
So let's go. I'm going to start. I believe very strongly in Deebo Samuel scoring a touchdown.
Wow.
I think the one in white we all should do together. But this one is just an individual prop. Deebo Samuel over under 0.5 touchdowns. I say he scores a fucking touchdown, and I'm willing to put a drink on the line. All I ask is that you go easy on my stomach. As I said before, I'm Jewish, and I'm very sensitive to spices. That said, there's a lot of real dirty crap over here. We got pecan pie flavored Canadian whiskey. We've got chunky blue cheese.
Chunky?
Tony Sacheret. I'll gladly have some of that with some vodka. You guys choose. Mix it up. Who wants to give me my drink prop?
Yes.
Go for it.
Come on up.
Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, we're going to do clam juice and Tito's.
Oh. It's a clam juice and Tito's for me. If Deebo Samuel does not get in the end zone, you heard it here first, folks. Daniel Hartigan, what are you feeling?
Oh, this is easy for me. I feel confident. And barring injury, Jalen Hurts is going to run for over 45 yards. This is happening. So do your worst, somebody in the audience. Come up. You want? Okay. Take a walk over to that drink station, concoct your worst, and I will drink it. One shot of it if Jalen Hurts does not reach 45 yards.
Oh, he's making it early.
Pecan pie with
mixed with
oh no
hot sauce.
Yo
oh, yeah
pecan pie whiskey with hot sauce.
All right.
He's gonna ruin your day.
All right, we are looking good.
Hot sauce along with clam juice.
Oh,
all right. You're making a real suicide here. The tomato paste is actually a very special story. I'd like to save that for the second game. And we don't have a can opener. Jamel, what are you feeling strongly about right now?
My God, man.
You know what I'm feeling strongly about? Brock Purdy folding like laundry.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Let's go! Boo, you're getting booze. You're getting fucking booze.
Hey, man. Listen, dog. Listen, dog.
Already getting goat talk.
I don't care who y'all had trigonometry with. I'm taking two picks from Brock Purdy.
Let's
Brock
go.
Purdy
over
it's happening.
Interceptions. He is going to go over, says Jamel. What do you say Jamel's going to pay to be wrong?
Tito's hot sauce.
I think you should do some Tito's with Tony Sacheret in it, like glitter. You know, like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. Salt Bae that shit in there.
Salt Bae that shit.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Okay.
You better pray for those interceptions.
Andrew, the impresario of sports drink over here, he is going to Salt Bae Tony Sacheret right into some Tito's vodka for Jamel.
Delightful.
If Brock Purdy doesn't throw two interceptions. I mean, do we have any last words about this game? Oh, we got to do the over-under Whopper ads.
Yeah, that's as a group. That's a group one.
This is an all drink.
Over-under Whopper ads, I'm hammering over.
This is game one.
I'm doing...
Just game one.
I'm doing a... we'll do a sports drink mixed with Firehole whiskey, which will end my day.
All right. Firehole whiskey and sports drink for everyone
forever.
Who believes that we are going to hit the... if you don't get...
Gotta go over.
If you don't get to four Whopper ads.
Four Whopper ads.
So just... Over. Kim?
No, wait, here's your question.
Oh, you're over? All right.
Is the prop over when the game ends?
It's game one.
Once we switch the channel, it's over.
Okay.
Whopper or Burger King?
Yeah, because they have a chicken.
Oh, that's true. It's a Burger King commercial.
Burger King commercials.
Yeah. You know the fucking Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. Come on.
We're talking just Whopper, bacon.
If Burger King throws a fucking banging tune out, it counts. How about that? If they got a new chicken sandwich jingle that just blows the roof off this place.
Quick predictions for this first game. Let's get these out and let's get ready to watch.
Yeah, give me the Eagles.
Woo!
At home. And I love Jimmy Johnson's leather gloves.
That guy looks, he looks like Grandpa Munster sometimes. I bet on the Eagles. I bet $100 on the Eagles. I'm going to make my money on the Eagles. The Eagles are going to win, and it's not going to be very close. I think by 10 points, 37-27.
Okay.
This makes me extremely uncomfortable that everybody and their mom is in on the Eagles, yeah. But obviously I'm rooting for the Eagles. I think they're going to win. Let's fucking go.
Let's game fucking time. Go.
Let's go.
It's game time. We're going to play some more games at halftime. We're going to be back for the second game. There's going to be all kinds of other stuff. Keep listening if you're in listening world. Otherwise,
yeah, we're running this in real time. When we play this again on Tuesday, there is going to be 2 90-minute gaps of silence.
Yeah. You're going to live the real you're going to hear us eat jambalaya in the background. For now, let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
And we get to watch Anita Baker do the national anthem. This is great. I'm feeling mad patriotic.
Made it. USA.
Hey, welcome back to Sorry We Love Football. Make some noise for standing up in a room, y'all. Woo! Woo!
Are you recording?
Clap again if you're enjoying the football match.
I'm enjoying very much. 21-7, Josh Johnson's in the game.
The only Eagles fan in New Orleans.
Yeah.
All weekend it's been Eagles fans everywhere. In this room, I feel very hated.
Yeah, you are alone.
I mean, the fact that you guys are up 21-7, and I love saying this to people who are really nervous about their team playing, it's over. This game's over.
Please,
you're definitely going to win.
Nah, dude.
Congratulations on
Hell
going to the
no.
Super Bowl
no,
here at
brother,
halftime.
Listen.
21-7.
My dad has been saying that about Commanders games for 30 straight years, and 30 straight years he's been wrong every time.
That's the beauty of saying it. Nobody likes hearing it. But it's 21-7. You got to be feeling good.
I feel great. I have a compulsion to sing the Eagles fight song every single time they score, so I will continue doing that. And sorry, you guys, just join in. It's fun. Don't fight it. I know it's so fun.
You don't have to do
words
that.
Are
don't,
easy.
Don't let him pressure you into doing something you're not comfortable with, y'all. You don't have to do that. You don't have to live that way.
Hey, here's something you guys will be very comfortable with. By the way, we're sorry we love football. Those of you who are here, it's packed.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Packed
it is pandemonium at the sports drink.
We're trying to do some fun stuff for a halftime show. We got a game for y'all, and the prize for everyone who guesses right, we'll point at, we'll grab you. If you get something right, you dig into the duffel bag.
We got a prize duffel bag. We got a duffel bag of prizes.
Plenty of prizes in the duffel bag, and we got one of the greatest games, I think, on our slate today. We got several games in store. This one I'm really a big fan of. Practice squad player or TikTok star. All right, I think it's pretty obvious. We're going to give you a name. You're going to guess whether or not this person is a practice squad level football player who you've probably never heard of, or a TikTok star that hopefully you've never heard of.
Okay. First up, Zane Anderson.
Who's
Zane
into it? Who's
Anderson.
Into
it?
Practice squad. TikTok you're gonna, star.
All right, who's we got practice TikTok squad player. We got TikTok. What's
okay.
All right.
1-1.
You guys are in for the double bag. What does the room think?
TikTok.
All right. Squad. Divide it. Here we go.
Hit me with it.
Boom. Oh. Practice squad.
He's back to
practice
the bag.
Squad.
Come on.
For the Kansas City Chiefs.
What does he play?
He's a something. All right, next up.
He plays Microsoft Tablet.
Yeah, he's in the mix.
He plays Surface Tablet.
James Charles is your next.
Whoa.
Hey, he knows.
All right, so who said it first?
We got TikTok over here. We got a TikTok over here in the corner.
TikTok starting. Now, the nod in your head says you're a James Charles fan. Bring it.
Hey!
Grab your bag. Grab your prize from the double
check
bag.
It out over here.
And let's just have a great time watching TikTok videos. Nothing more fun.
Yeah. Double cheeked up on a Sunday.
All right.
He's tapped in.
Whoa.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
That's a nice jersey.
That is a Jesse Armstead Super Bowl jersey
from the worst
Super Bowl ever played.
You gotta get
Super Bowl 2000.
You got to get your photo with the commissioner. All right,
yeah,
next up.
Commissioner Andrew Stevens, come take a photo.
Here,
but While the photo's being taken, while the photo's being taken, everybody, Avani Greg. Let's hear it.
He said, my man said both. Right. I like both. I it's like plus 2,000 for both.
Avani Greg, who's practice squad? Who else? Who hasn't gotten? Years. Who hasn't gotten into the duffel bag?
My man who said both. Shorty in the back. TikTok. They're saying TikTok in the back.
All right, she knows something. It is a TikTok star. Get into that bag. Get into that bag.
Hey. And I assume it's your bachelorette party. Congratulations. Oh no, I just thought off the taffeta. My fault.
All right. Well. We have some practice squad players you might be interested in.
If you want an A-Rod, we got hats. We got, okay, hey.
All right.
All right, hey. Big ivermectin in the room.
There's only so much halftime. Let's keep going. Folks,
here we
Tucker
go.
Tucker Fisk. Tucker Fisk.
Who wants to lock in their answer?
Who has it? Who has not grabbed something from the double bag and wants to lock an answer in on this one? I know
he already is in. My man in the perp right there.
Practice squad player? Is it a practice squad? Oh! Boom, sir! Get that shit!
It's winner, winner, chicken, whopper, dinner.
You take this one.
I don't even know what's next. Who's next?
Throw it up.
Oh, Cabby Lame. Cabby Lame. TikTok star, my man down front.
Too quick.
In the AC juicer. He knows.
You're right.
He knows. He knows. It's a wrap.
All right. Sir, let's just do the thing. You got it. He was correct. TikTok star.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The man has 13 million.
Slide on in there. Get on in there. Welcome to the bag. We got various items. A Jamal Adams Jets jersey. The Jamal Adams.
Jersey.
The LSU legend.
There we go.
All right. We got this one's a stumper. Tay Gowen. Tay Gowen.
Somebody know in the back.
Jumps. We're hearing some TikToks.
I hear a couple TikToks.
Practice squad.
Practice squad. We're locking her in.
We're locking you in.
We're locking you in for a practice squad.
Oh,
you
got a practice squad.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Oh, it's more fun when you're easy. We got hats. We got mugs. Raiders. It's a flag.
We're running out of shit.
It's a flag.
We're going to have to start giving away beer cans.
Vape hat. We got the vape hat.
I mean,
man,
this could go a lot of ways. Start thinking. If you haven't spoken up, it's your time to shine. Spencer Polanco Knight.
Porn star.
We're in practice squad off the bat. Any strong feelings? You're saying TikTok star? So you are locked in.
We got him in. We got him there. We got him.
Hold on.
We're pushing serial killer and practice squad.
That, by the way, that needs to be repeated. This man has made a new rule. Practice squad players do not ever have three names. They're unlike serial killers in that way. That's exactly correct.
Let's
but are you
got.
Correct about Spencer Plunk?
Roll that bean footage.
Oh. TikTok star, you were correct. You were
welcome
correct.
To the double, sir.
Famous beatboxing loser. And finally,
last one.
Finally, this one, somebody who's been...
Oh, that's pretty good.
I want somebody who's terrified of Barrett, who's not sure.
I like confidence.
Lauren Gray.
Yeah. That TikTok, come on.
Are you locking it in, though?
It's locked. She is subscribed. She likes, she subscribes. She subscribes.
Clearly, some people have stacked the deck with their TikTok watching choices.
Now, the options have dwindled. There's one coffee mug in there.
Whatever, one left.
Oh, we got one more. We got one more.
Practice squad.
Aaron Montero for the people at home.
Hey, we got the mug. Casey Wolf mug.
All right. Everyone in the crowd, what do you think?
Practice squad.
We're hearing a lot of
Aaron Montero.
Squad.
Aaron Montero.
We're hearing a lot.
I love that song.
Are you locking it in?
He's locked.
Practice squad.
He's locked, guy.
Throw it down. He is the practice squad player.
Commander's legend, Aaron Montero. Many thanks, sir.
There it is, practice squad player or TikTok star. America's favorite game. Hopefully except for this one last one.
Let's go.
Who cares?
He's on the field
Let's
right
go.
Now.
Let's go.
Way too much. All right, guys. That's basically the halftime show. Just to give a...
One more.
There's one more.
We have a letter.
That's right.
I have a letter to read. For the people who just walked in, we're a very important internet radio show, and people write letters to us all the time, and I'm going to read one right now before the start of the game.
Guys, Jamel's going to read a letter one of our fans sent in to Sports Drink headquarters.
They wrote it by hand, and then I scanned it in my phone.
Here we go.
Hey, y'all, this is girl Joe Burrow. This is girl Joe Burrow. You're probably wondering how I'm writing this letter since I'm not real. Basically, two high school geeks created me accidentally when they jacked off to the original Photoshop image during a lightning storm. Now I exist, and I've been fucking these two teenage boys in Cincinnati ever since, and it sucks. They keep trying to show me masculine TikToks, and I straight up don't get it. Anyway, I really need real Joe Burrow to pull through today because the Bengals winning a title is the only thing that's going to get these kids to release me so I can teach PE at a charter school or whatever. Okay, bye. Sincerely yours, Girl Joe Burrow.
Girl Joe Burrow, right into the show. That's the halftime show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, stay tuned for some Burger King ads and... more fun for the whole family.
Yeah, we got more coming up in between the games, folks.
Go Bears!
We'll see you at the end.
Go!
Is this the official start of the...
I said I think we ain't done yet.
Yeah, you're not Marcus. Done yet. You're not done yet. You guys won 31-7 with Jalen Hurts having 14 yards.
Hey, Danny. You want your bet, man? I know the game about to come on. I know the Chiefs about to come on. I know you're getting riled up. I know that content means a lot to you, brother.
We just got, you know, every minute that we waste bullshitting about the Eagles, we're not talking about the Chiefs.
It just happened.
We're about to play.
They just made the Super Bowl. Just give us one final thought about the NFC something champions.
I'll just say a few words. Massacre. embarrassment for the other team. They folded very early.
I knew they was.
They gave up. I would say they gave up.
These are great time-wasting words.
Do you fire Shanahan?
Oh my God! All right, now that that's been laughed at.
Let's move on.
Yes, we have. So the one thing that is important to talk about after that game is the fact that all three of us lost our drink props.
Oh, and this is my issue with Danny. You're in a rush to drink clam juice, man?
I'm not in a rush, but if I'm going to do it, let's fucking do it before Patrick Mahomes limps out onto the field.
All right.
And also, Jamel, you are trying to stall.
I am.
Letting Andrew be outside because he has to Salt Bay a bunch of Tony Sacheries into your drink.
Andrew, can you get in here? We got my man's available as well.
Does anyone want to bartend for us while we're up here?
Well, yeah.
Doing our job. So I'll go first.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe I owe a peach whiskey and hot sauce.
It's actually pecan pie whiskey.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie whiskey and hot sauce.
Different flavor.
So just as a recap, you know, Deebo Samuel didn't get a touchdown. Mostly got tackled in the backfield on end-arounds. Brock Purdy. Something happened to Brock Purdy, Jamel. What was that?
I think...
Assault.
Great word for it.
I think he got hit on the hand. I think he thought he got high-fived for the first time in his life.
Yeah.
And it scared him so much that he had to just take a few plays off.
Yeah. A couple quarters off.
Is he high-fiving me? Ah!
Again, this is Shanahan negligence. You have your backup tight end against Hassan Reddick. That's why he gets hit. That's bad coaching. That's not the Eagles... injuring a guy for no reason. That's bad coaching.
Sure. Next on Fox News, why high-fiving is being banned in Florida.
All right, let's talk about the game at hand while these drinks get made. We have Bengals Chiefs coming up. Hopefully this one is competitive.
First off, let's get a feeling from the crowd. Bengals or Chiefs? All right, nobody wants any part of that? Bengals. Yeah, we all know Bengals.
The town is going to say Bengals, but I don't think anyone actually knows what's going to happen.
All right, look. I'll just get right in. This segue is perfect.
What do you hate about this matchup?
This is what I hate. Everyone is against us. Everyone in this room, especially Jamel. But also the national sports media against the Chiefs. All the local Chiefs reporters that I listen to, all against the Chiefs. Everyone thinks that they own us. And they've only won 3 games with a total of 9 points as a difference.
3 straight.
But the Bengals are yapping, Jamel, just like you. They're yapping. The mayor of Cincinnati, an all-time dweeb no matter what happens in this game, is shooting his fucking mouth off. Oh, Pat's hurt. Joe Burrow's Mr. Fucking Cool Cigar Man. Expectations are low for my boys. They're so low that I walked into Harrah's and I put $100 on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Disgusting behavior.
I didn't even do that. It's a 1.5-point line, so it actually makes kind of sense because I could get it all. I could win it all. But here's my message to the Kansas City Chiefs. Prove me wrong. Prove me and everyone in the world wrong. Go out there, win this fucking game. I don't need that $100.
The fucking pep talk?
I'm either gonna have the best sports day of my life.
I already
or
did.
I'm gonna have $100. Let's fucking go. Go Chiefs.
Okay, so I see we have our shots in front of us.
Right.
Does everybody have their shot?
Yeah, well, the guys came around. Your name for the record, sir?
Andy.
My man Andy.
Nathan.
They're here. They're bringing the shots. The shot liaisons are here.
All right. So in my hand right now, as I am going first, is the clam juice and Tito's. I'm going to smell it, you know?
You should. Don't. You don't. Don't.
Do not smell it.
Yeah, no. It's a bad idea. You got a whole game to watch. You don't want to do that.
All right, folks. Well, to a well-played game, and the taste of clam juice in my mouth, as hopefully we're not losing by 25 points. Here we go.
Oh my God, he did it.
Hadouken.
Totally fine.
Whoa!
Totally fine.
Oh, hold on, it's totally settling fine. In. It's settling in.
Totally fine. Jamel, you go.
Well, since Brock Purdy... I went to go listen to a presentation of a timeshare or something. I don't know. I don't know where he went for 2 quarters. He did not throw 2 picks, which I want to just argue that that line was high as hell. I mean, Vegas only had him at 1. I come here and you put it at 2. He only threw 2 picks in his whole life. And now I have to drink some Salt Bay vodka with, what is this, some Creole seasons? What is this?
Tony Satchery's.
Creole classic.
Peace to my guy Tony Satchery.
Describe how you feel.
I feel diced and spiced.
All right. Well, this is actually turning out to be pretty easy. I can't wait until the blue cheese gets in the mix in the next game.
Well, nobody we have has more to drink choose rocks. It. You don't have to do it, but we do have more. You got one that you lost as well.
I did lose one. None Jalen Hurts, right? Over 45 rushing yards. Did not happen. I think he finished like 39 yards.
So close.
Something like that.
Great
so.
Line. Great line that was set by me.
That was a good line by
you. Not the best Jalen Hurts game, but he didn't hurt the team. He did not turn the ball over. He threw the ball away when he had to. This was a game to lose, not one that we really had to go out and win. So I will salute Jalen Hurts with my, what is this? It's like pecan pie.
Pecan pie whiskey from Canada.
And hot sauce.
And hot sauce.
Crystals. The hot sauce.
I will not be smelling it. I will just be throwing it back.
Just yank that. Cheers to an elegant piece of shit game that we all watched together.
Facebook
what yeah. I want to say about the game, Anita Baker, having Anita Baker sing the national anthem threw everybody off. Having Lil Uzi lead everybody out of the tunnel threw it off. Too much musical energy with the Eagles, thus making the game boring as hell. They should have had Rocky do it. And they would have won by 60.
They just weren't ready to Brock. And that's really what the Niners' downfall was. And now we don't ever have to talk about those two teams again.
Or Brock Purdy. I think I don't know what his, going forward, what's going to happen. You know how many Brocky memes I saw this week of just Brock Purdy's face on Rocky? That was too much.
Is that what you hated about the Chiefs?
No. You know what? If you want me to get into it, I can get into it. What I hate is that the people of New Orleans claim Joe Burrow as one of their own.
Weird.
It's strange. He's not yours. He's from Ohio. He loves Ohio. He plays 75 miles away. He's not Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge.
It's a terrible take.
Do you have LSU pride? Is that who everybody roots for around here?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Louisiana State, fool. It's the whole state.
Had to see that coming.
The 500,000 person city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Is it?
Fucking no.
I'm getting some pushback on the hate. Is it because the Saints suck that they're a replacement? Is that
Hey, man. We got
to
move on.
You got to take it easy, dog.
Yeah, we are.
You gotta pull up, dog.
I'm an antagonist.
Nobody likes a sore winner, man.
Dan, we're new here, dude. You gotta get us thrown out of
the window. I love this city. I love it. I just didn't know that we root for teams 80 miles away. That's all.
That's all. Cool. We are on a Super Bowl. We could be here in a second.
There it is.
And there it is.
All right, Jamel, what did you hate? What do you hate?
Well, I hate that Travis Kelce has a fucking podcast, too. Come on, man. Why? Why do they have to do this? The one thing I know about fucking podcasts is famous people don't even want to do it for real. And they have created the one scenario where they'll actually do it because they're brothers and they love each other. Like, I give a shit about that. And now he's like, oh, maybe I'm not going to play today. Turns out I am.
He's so active.
That's what we call production, all right? He's in the writer's room, dude. He's trying to figure out what he's going to talk about after this fucking game. It was about how he pretended that he wasn't going to play for 6 hours.
Hopefully he'll be talking quite a bit and we won't see Joe Burrow on camera at all. But hey, either way, right? Either way, it's going to be fine. So we got some drink props for this game.
Oh boy.
And
boy do we.
And we got a lot to look at here. Obviously the group drink prop, which everyone lost in the last game, was
Burger King
over under 3.5 Burger King commercials. We clocked in at 3, so everybody in the audience owes us a drink. We can
get yourself a drink.
We can settle after this game.
My man,
I mean, there have been some people drinking recreationally for sure.
We had one winner. The Nick Bosa sack was a winner.
The Nick Bosa sack was a winner. People win. Don't win anything. You just lose. That's the only. That's how the drink props work. It's only losing. So in the spirit of that, Tony Romo over under 2.5. I don't know gyms.
I don't know, Jim.
2.5, I don't know, Jim. That's all it takes to win this bet. So if you guys, what are you guys thinking? Over or under on that?
Over.
We're going to hit that
got
up.
The over. I think we all got the over.
I'm saying under because I don't know if we're going to hear them all.
Andrew's got the
great
under.
Great point, Andrew.
So
I'm saying two identified, under 2.5.
Well, we're going to crank that volume up for sure. Yeah, but. Yeah. All right, this so then Andrew's going to have to pour all the shots for everybody in the room if that is the under. But other than that, you know, what I'm looking at right now, I really love the idea of Patrick Mahomes getting 10 yards rushing. Everybody thinks this leg is hobbled. They think there's no way this motherfucker is going to run out of the pocket.
He's been
rope-a-doping him all week. Give me the over on Patrick Mahomes, 10 yards rushing. You tell me, audience, what I'm putting on the line. And let me remind you once again, we now have tequila and blue cheese.
Oh.
Don't keep bringing up the blue cheese.
He wants somebody to do it. He really wants someone to say tequila and blue cheese. So you should probably just do it.
You should fade me and do something crazy.
Or we can do a little tequila, blue cheese, and hot sauce.
Mm. Oh. Wow,
that probably makes this better.
The Mexican buffalo wings.
The old chicken wing sauce.
We're doing Mexican buffalo wings.
All right, that is on the line for me then. If Patrick Mahomes does not eclipse 10 yards rushing, I will be drinking buffalo wing shooters.
I love it.
Jamel.
You know what? I'm just going to go right next down the line. I'm going with my guy, Joseph Burrow.
You took mine. I was going to try and win back everybody.
Nah, Dan, you don't get to do that, man.
Rosen out.
Everybody hates you, and if they loved you, it would fuck up the continuity of the show.
That's true.
So it's got to be me. And I'm taking Joe Burrow. Three touchdowns, bro. And one of them is going to be rushing. How about that?
That counts.
How about that?
People.
Sir.
Sadists in the audience. What are you thinking Jamel should drink should Joe Burrow crap out in his first real serious
Except for the one last year was like pretend.
It was bullshit.
Okay. All right.
What do you guys think?
I don't know, man.
What is Jamel drinking?
Put something together. Let me just say.
Blue cheese and whiskey. Oh. And do you want to cap that off with a little something else? I mean, we got clam juice.
No, no. No, no. Everybody cheered already. No. Everybody cheered already. Just do the, whiskey, blue cheese. Give me the Canadian hot wings.
All right. Whiskey and blue cheese.
I love it.
Canadian wings.
The Canadian wing alert. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going down the line. You know, if Jamel's is going to be right, I would imagine Jamar has over 100 yards. The Kelsey one is delicious because he wasn't even going to play. He has back problems. The under 80 yards, mighty enticing. But, I'm going to go with this Bengals under 3.5 sacks.
Wow.
Because I think he's going to get the ball out quickly all game. That's what they do. They play this eight-man drop. They only rush three anyway. They dare you to throw underneath, and that's what Patrick's going to do all game. And they're going to sack him once, maybe.
All right, so Dan's got a pretty boring prop.
Yes, I do.
And what that means is that you really need to punish him on this one.
Yeah, that's going to be tequila, vodka, and whiskey.
Wow, I love that.
The suicide.
The mixing of the drinks.
Suicide. Yeah. It's a suicide.
Maybe a suicide.
Splash that shit.
There may not be room.
You can put two shot glasses together. You can mix them. You could do some like mixers if you want.
We'll get it into this man's body. So our drink props all set. I mean, what does the clock look like?
We've got 7 minutes. I think we could perhaps read a letter or play a game.
I'll read a letter because I did get a letter during the first game. And I really... I'm just surprised that we get such high-end mail all the time.
I'm telling you, man.
Hey, guys, love the show. This is Roger Goodell, writing on behalf of the NFL Competition Committee, who just had our annual post-regular season meeting / satanic orgy. Damn shame we couldn't show the world how fun it would be to have neutral sites for the championship weekend. But like adding an 18th game and making Brady play in Europe, you know we're going to get what we want eventually. And on top of that insanely huge change, the owners have been kicking around some other ideas to make the game more fun for everyone. Here's some we've been kicking around. Fans must pass a drug test to enter the stadium.
What?
No.
Making the ball white.
Leather doesn't even come that color.
Winner of the punt, pass, and kick contest gets to go to the Army.
Gets to?
Like gets to.
You get a pal
it's an honor, or? Sir. Meatless Mondays.
For the game? Or just everywhere?
Just everyone's meatless. Putting Tony Dungy in charge of all halftime entertainment.
Oh, come on, man.
More Titans-Texans games. Finally create an official rule that dogs can't play football.
What?
Still open-ended. It's open-ended.
Did somebody inquire?
Nobody's actually written it down. Miking up the cheerleaders.
I'm still working on Meatless Mondays. You say that shit to me?
Everyone watching has to be meatless. A re-challenge flag for challenging the other team's challenges.
What color would it be? Purple?
It's an autumn.
An amber?
Yeah,
ombre. It's like an ombre.
Aubergine. I don't know.
All right. Yeah. We'll work that out later.
And finally, Commissioner Skip Bayless.
Man.
So enjoy the new football, everyone. It's woke and racist. Soft and dangerous, all over the place, and yet totally focused on making bank. Haha, where the fuck are you gonna go? Signed, Roger Goodell.
Oh, Roger.
Glad he took the time to write in.
Thank you for understanding the national applause rule that once a person is done speaking, you applaud.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I, Jeb Bush over here now?
Hey, what y'all think about Goodell was with before, after he wrote the letter, he was at the Eagles game with Jill Biden.
They're best friends.
Play both sides, man. You never know.
For sure, you know what I'm saying?
Either way, Roger Goodell is getting the nuclear documents that he wants. That's why he's hanging out with these presidents. Everybody's got nuclear documents coming out of their ass.
He's in Jill Biden's wine club for the launch codes.
All right, folks. Well, that was our show for.
I mean, yeah, the game's fun. Well, hold on, son. Nobody, we didn't give a fucking prediction or nothing.
Oh, right.
Watching CBS Ghost commercials.
Cut it. You start.
What's going to happen today, Dan? Later today.
Later today, the Chiefs will prevail. I'm sorry. I'm looking around the room. I know there's. Why not just go full bad guy? This is Chiefs 40, Bengals 12.
I
God damn, Jesus.
Love
Come
it.
On. Wow,
I
dude.
Love that.
Wow. Yowzers.
Two blowouts. A terrible championship weekend.
Well, I guess I'll go. I'm picking the Bengals.
Yeah.
I'm picking the Cincinnati
Look at that Bengals support.
Because I know where I'm at, and I'm trying to work a room.
I have a question before Danny makes his prediction. Before Danny makes his prediction, who day versus who dat? Can we get to the bottom of this? Who owns? Or are they just
who are they?
Are they completely different?
Who owns the stupid way that
who owns the stupid
who dat started it? Who dat stole it?
Who they stole
it?
Ocho Cinco just told us that. White Ocho Cinco just came in here and told us.
Oh, it's
that's Ocho Cinco.
All right, that's
and it's
better.
An authentic,
much
buddy.
Better.
That's got elastic on the sleeves.
No, it's just.
Yeah, no, that's really real.
My prediction for this game. I mean, look, I have money on the Bengals. I think I picked the Chiefs in our picks last week. I don't know
that's
what's
going to
happen. Is the point. The only way that you can make things happen in this world is by willing them to happen. That's what The Secret has taught us, and that's my entire life. Chiefs, 90. Bengals, 4. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go, Chiefs.
Okay.
I love it.
Where are the two safeties coming from?
You don't know, man. We could put a prop on it. Here's one last thing that me and Hardigan were kind of thrown around as a potential final prop. Overall prop, which I guess kind of one leg has already been done here, but if we complete the SWLF Super Bowl, Kansas City versus Philadelphia,
yeah.
All three of us have to go to the theater for 80 for Brady.
No.
Yes.
Group trip. We watch the whole thing.
I'm so
in.
And Jamel picked the Bengals.
Yeah.
We picked the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that's how it'll be done.
Jamel has to go full ref regalia.
No, I'm just.
Oh, Jamel. Yes, ref. You already have one. We know you already have one.
No.
We're going to be the new Minions suit guys.
Yes.
Sorry, we love Minions. Man, yeah, sure. I'm in.
Let's see some fucking old ladies ogle Gronk's dick.
Hey, sports drink will cover the 80 for Brady movie ticket.
Yeah!
Woo! Everybody wins.
Sports drink.
Look, dude, peace to Lily Tomlin. Peace to my girl Sally Field. Nah, we fans over here.
Let's hit these props, boys, and let's win some fucking... games.
I'm the only one who bet.
Let's win a game.
I'm the only one who bet under on anything. Just a zero fun, sir.
Bang
That's
over.
You.
Bang the
That's
over.
Your role.
I've been watching the Jamie Foxx MGM Grand commercial too much. I'm hitting them overs.
All right. This is it.
Let's watch this game.
Terribly nervous. We got a game for halftime, by the way.
Just remember to breathe and stuff. Yeah. And the jambalaya is still hot if you're listening out there.
Yeah, well,
so drive down to New Orleans 3 days from now.
Let's check in on those props real quick.
Yeah, props. Patrick Mahomes, nowhere near 10 yards rushing, so I'll probably have to drink that.
Joe Burrow, no tugs.
Nothing going on with Jamar Chase either. Safe to say we're going to be taking another shitty shot.
I think they have one sack on Mahomes.
which I love. And, you know, our defense playing lights out. Our offense getting things done. I didn't like how the half ended. Whatever. You know, I feel like my 90-4 prediction is still in play.
Importantly, we have a game to play. Let's go.
We got a game. Guys, it's halftime. Let's get some of the stress out by playing a little fucking game called What Medication Is This?
You've watched a ton of football in your life, and every football game has what, ladies and gentlemen? Ads for pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And we just want to see how much you've been paying attention to these ads you've seen easily 1,000 times and not paid a single attention. You haven't paid attention to 1 second of them. But you know, the information is in the back of your mind, and we're just going to give you some clues. We're going to show you some images, and you have to tell us the name of this medication.
You know it. Somewhere in the deep recesses
of your mind, you definitely know it. Okay. This first med is for Crohn's disease. Actually, it's for plaque psoriasis. Excuse me. It's for plaque psoriasis. And
we got a lady. She's celebrating.
Yeah, she's having a good time. Nothing is everything to her. Big clue. And the side effects are urinary tract infection, skin rash, hives, and back pain.
Among other ailments.
Among way more serious ones, but these are kind of the common ones.
What do you guys think the medication is called?
What is the name of this medication?
Zeljans.
Anybody else? Fantastic.
I'm just going to say it's Skyrizi.
Woo!
All right, we got a Zeljans.
He's got a Skyrizi.
Plaque psoriasis. I know somebody who takes this medicine. I can't remember what it's called.
All right.
It is Skyrizi, folks.
Dig into that duffel bag. Skyrizi.
He's still going nuts. You know the song.
You know the song.
I mean, this is a legitimate banger.
It should be noted that this is the 2019 mix. They do have three other versions of this song. This is the best and most pure.
Yeah, DJ Shadow has a pretty good remix.
Next medication.
Ooh.
That's Cialis. Could be.
This diabetes medication causes possible thyroid tumors, vomiting, constipation, and diarrhea. Those are two different things.
The big three. Oh, what? that's the O-O-O. It's the vomiting, constipation, and diarrhea.
Diarrhea, yeah.
But you know what? No diabetes. Diabetes free.
It only happens in... It only happens in four and five users. Only 4 and 5 users experience these ailments.
Total or per something.
Right. If five guys are taking this medicine, four of them have the runny shits right now.
And I also have to get this joke off. Being constipated and having diarrhea, that's like when a beaver moves.
Big clue, folks.
What is the title? What is the name?
What
is the name of this medication? Yeah, just
grab
it. Yeah. Wow. My guy's on fire.
A positive spoiler. Who wants something from the duffel bag?
People with type 2 diabetes are excited about the potential of once-weekly Ozempic. In a study with Ozempic, a majority of adults lowered their blood sugar.
Ozempic!
Now that was a banger, but it was from the 70s already.
Andy knows.
In your study, adults lost on average up to 12 pounds.
Up to 12 pounds.
And also we found out yesterday, apparently, like older, like cougar type ladies are taking this medication just to lose weight and they don't have diabetes.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
A lot of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills rumored to be taking Ozempic.
There is worse ideas.
We got one last one here.
All right.
Now, there's a clue, I feel like, in the photo here, but Jamal, you set it up.
This bent carrot of a med is a medication for Peyronie's disease. Peyronie's disease, which is a penile curvature. Curved dicks, folks. This med slightly straightens a curved penis. And
shout out to all my curved dick kings out there, if there are.
Hey, come on. They're listening.
Don't be shy. We know you're in here.
This is the number one podcast for football fans with curved penises.
You got Peyronie's disease.
Although I
SWLF.
Yeah, it causes bruising or bleeding at the injection site. The injection site is your dick. Let us remind you.
Right in the middle.
Swelling of the hands and a popping sound or sensation in the penis. Pop. It slightly unbends your carrot. What is this medication called?
Now I want you to know this one too.
There's
somehow.
No You're chance like, you
all
know
right,
this
look,
one.
I may be on all three.
I saw the title thing and I was like, oh, that's for Peyronie's disease. I can't remember the name of it.
That's right. It's got a name.
I remember the disease.
Shout out to my guy, Lil Peyronie.
I feel like when all else is in doubt, just throw out a bunch of bullshit. You know, syllables that don't make sense together. That's basically what it is.
But they all sound like.
What is it?
Nah, that's like a James Bond movie.
Izampic.
Well, the last one was Ozempic. Different Val.
Yeah.
Different Val. Great guess.
But I could see if I heard a popping in my dick, I'd be like, oh no.
My penis.
Izampic.
Blizam.
Blizam is probably the closest guess we've had.
One more guess. One more crap bullshit out of your ass. Everything's been pretty
close.
Yeah,
it's not all. It's
impossible game.
Yeah, this last one was tough.
It's all in the same family tree.
That's true.
Here we go.
Is this the first one we have not had a correct answer for?
It's Xiaflex.
Xiaflex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Blizam was actually a working title that they were using for a few months.
You got the Z sound.
And they thought it sounded a little too like Nickelodeon.
All right, look. Everybody just take whatever you want from the duffel bag.
Yeah, none of this shit is coming back to L.A., so have at it.
Yeah.
Enjoy six HBCU night Pelicans hats.
And let's enjoy the second half. What do you guys think is going to happen?
It looks like the Chiefs are walking on sunshine.
I don't know. I think
Ozempic.
I think Danny's greatest fears are being realized. I think this is exactly how every game these two teams have played have occurred. Chiefs take an early lead. The Bengals feel it out, and they just dominate the second.
It's all about second-hand adjustments, Jim.
Jim,
I don't know, Jim. By the way, zero, I don't know.
Zero, I don't know, Jim.
Once again, we didn't hear any.
That's true.
We did not hear anything.
We got a lot of
gyms. He probably said it 12 times.
Guys, on the other side of this podcast, those who are listening to it, I'm going to be a completely different person one way or another. So let's just get into it.
Well, that sounded way too.
Let's just cut to the future.
Good luck. All right, we all just took shots of pecan pie whiskey because the Chiefs and the Eagles are playing each other in the fucking Super Bowl!
We did it! 80 for Brady, baby! The road to the Super Bowl stops off at a quick detour at the 2017 Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Jamel, you haven't heard from Jamel yet because he just took the buffalo wing shot, which was blue cheese, hot sauce, and vodka.
Shout out to Lily Tomlin. I'm doing all right, guys.
Jamel, you are doing all right because you witnessed the greatest moment in sports history, and I'm not exaggerating.
You know what I want to say? Here's what I want to say. I hope the Eagles win. Just because, I mean, it's just so hard watching the Chiefs with you, Danny. I forgot, dude. I forgot how much it means to you, man.
We ran the gamut of emotions.
I saw
it. And you know, and Hardigan is the same way. He just didn't have the opportunity because his team was up 50
didn't
points
need to.
By halftime.
Didn't need to.
I had to slug it out through a grueling, emotional tooth-pulling the entire fucking game. It sucked to watch. I was negative the entire time, as is tradition. And it led us to another victory.
Woo! Yeah.
Arrowhead my ass!
I'm just processing all these Super Bowl storylines. Andy Reid versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Mm. Unbelievable.
The Kelce brothers
the have been podcasting their asses off.
Fucking damn. I'm listening to the podcast for sure. Please listen to the Kelce Family Podcast.
How could you not?
After Sorry We Love Football ends. Go ahead and throw that on next.
This is the golden era of podcasting for sure. Let's just do our final thoughts here.
I don't even know where to start, man. I think we're going to put up 40 plus easily on this Chiefs defense.
Odd, because our Chiefs defense just want the ass of Joe Cool.
We just played the best defense on earth in the Niners, and we put up 31 in a bad off game.
You need 2 weeks of this.
All right, well, I will say my piece because Jamel is the arbiter. I believe that we can be competitive if not every single one of our best players is injured the entire fucking game.
Look, to me, when I saw the Chiefs walking off that field right now at the end of that championship game, it looked like they had used everything they had. That was all they have.
Honestly, it's all I had. I wanted us to beat the Bengals so bad.
I'm not saying
and we
like,
did. And then now it's I don't know what I have left emotionally.
I'm not guaranteeing an Eagles victory, but I'm guaranteeing an Eagles victory.
We have plenty of time for you to say stupid shit. Jamel, your final thought.
I mean, I just hope the game is good. It seems like the Chiefs defense is better than a lot of people thought.
Hell yeah!
The Chiefs defense did effectively end the game.
I will say we played Daniel Jones, Brock Purdy, and Josh Johnson. So Patrick Mahomes is a little bit different.
You got gifted that game.
They finally get the neutral site they wanted.
Yep.
The goddamn Super Bowl where it belongs. The most neutral site of them all.
NFL always wins.
My final thought is thank you to Andrew Stevens and Sports Drink.
Let's give it up for Andrew
Stevens. Come on,
Stevens.
Andrew. Let's go.
Yes, let us go. Put everything together.
And the guys.
We did what we did.
10 hours of commercial-free football and some Pelicans basketball, like a couple quarters of it.
It was disrespectful. Yeah. I won't lie. But Sports Drink.
The shot liaisons. Andy and Nathan helping us with the shots there.
If you're ever in New Orleans,
and 95 other things.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody who watched.
A lot of Target runs, a lot of CBS runs.
Yeah.
It's what it takes to build a championship roster like Sports Drink.
We do what we can.
Danny, final thoughts.
I think I said it. Burrowhead, my motherfucking dick balls and ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. I already did the Joe Namath, and I don't know what I'm going to say now for the next 2 weeks, but I guarantee a victory. Sorry.
Sorry, you're going to be sorely disappointed by the sorry state of your sorry-ass quarterback. Jalen Hurts, not good.
I'm sorry to anybody who thought Danny was like maybe going to hurt himself at some point in the game. It's mostly for effect. He's a good guy. He loves football. We love football. Sorry we love football. Please keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you.